This is On Second Thought. I'm Tony Harris in for Celeste Headlee. It's been 20 years this month since the first Mars rover touched down on the red planet. The Sojourner wasn't much bigger than a toy, just a foot high and a couple of feet wide. But putting humans on the surface of Mars will take a much bigger set of wheels. One prototype for the job stops by Atlanta this weekend. Producer Emily Curitan brings us this audio postcard.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Shireman. I'm with Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. Experts estimate that the first person to step foot on Mars has already been born. We took the information that we have, that we know already about Mars, and we used that to create a vehicle that, one, yes, would look great and catch everyone's attention, but would also be realistic. It's designed to have a crew of four, actually. Four astronauts could sit in it. So it is a Mars rover concept vehicle, and we've taken it on a few test drives, and it doesn't go very fast, but you can understand why you wouldn't want to go very fast on Mars because of the terrain.
Hi, I'm Madison. I think it's really cool. I just want to go in it, and because I know that it's not the real one that went to space, but it would.
I'm Maddie. I don't think I would go to Mars. It's scary.
We are going to walk inside the Mars rover. They say it's only big enough for two people to go in. The back side is bigger than the front side, but you can walk up these steps and go check it out.
Hi, I'm David Cheritz. I'm from Tampa, Florida, and I'm right here visiting the Mars rover in Atlanta, Georgia. This over here is the cockpit area. Yeah, you can press stuff, turn stuff off. There's just all sorts of gadgets and gizmos and lights and all sorts of different colors. There's all sorts of lighting up buttons, just as you would see in some sort of sci-fi movie.
Actually, you could teach all this in a class someday.
You know, the good stuff, like how to make a bathtub using NASA tubing and an old RTG, how to cook a potato about 6,000 different ways.
I have seen Martian, and it's very realistic. They've used all the pretty much the current thinking and current technologies. My name is John McBride. So I was in space just short of 9 days. I was scheduled to fly two more flights and didn't get to do those because of the tragedy of Challenger.
Yes, you may.
One of the things we got to do before we even think about going to Mars is have the ability to recycle and reuse everything we take with us. We can't take enough food and water and expendables to last a crew of four for 3 years or so.
The Mars rover prototype is on display at SunTrust Park in Atlanta this weekend. You can see pictures and find more details about the Summer of Mars tour at our website, gpbnews.org.
It's in the best-selling show.